KC Radio Round 4 VFL coverage continues this afternoon from Visy Park in Carlton, where the Northern Bull Ants take on the Frankston Dolphins. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Chris Weaver, bringing you all the action this afternoon. Joined alongside me by Benny Taylor on comments, Phil Pearce, Bryce Eichold and Jim Hines on tech this afternoon. Well, we were here yesterday for a cracking game in Round 4 VFL action between Collingwood and the North Ballarat Roosters. What was expected by many, I think, to be a bit of a blowout for the Roosters, saw them only get over the line with two late goals from Cameron Richardson as they got up by 5 points. If we see a game half as good as that today, then I think we can go home very satisfied with day, which will take part in perfect conditions here at Carlton this afternoon. Not a cloud to speak of, warmish conditions, about 18 degrees, no breeze to speak of either to blow through the exposed western end or construction into the ground here at Carlton, and so conditions also perfect underfoot for the players this afternoon. Ben Taylor, before you go down to interview the coaches this afternoon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Chris, and really looking forward to this one. I think we've been privileged yesterday to see such a cracking game in tremendous conditions, and hopefully we get the same today. Frankston looking to get off the mark in 2009, and Northern Bull Ants with a strong win over Port Melbourne last week to put their best foot forward this afternoon. So we're in for a ripper.
Two sides coming into the game with very different and divergent form lines this afternoon. Ben mentions, of course, the Northern Bull Ants victors last week in a very good performance against Port Melbourne, an upset, in fact, to many. They won by 43 points over the Borough. While Frankston, meantime, in an absolute gale at Frankston Park on Sunday, they struggled throughout the last term and weren't able to get the goals on the board against the Casey Scorpions, going down to finish by 39 points in that game. So Northern Bull Ants, they come into this fixture with two wins and one loss, having played three matches. The Frankston side, too, they've had no bye yet this season, and they are struggling with just three losses so far. Four games played in the VFL yesterday in the ABC TV game at the ABD Group Stadium in Coburg. Bit of an upset there as well. The Casey Scorpions, 17-13, 115. They defeated Coburg, 11-7-73. At the Burbank Oval, it was Williamstown, 18 goals, 9, 117 over Sandringham, 10-9-69. 9 goals to 3 in the final term, really bringing home with a wet sail the Seagulls yesterday afternoon. Port Melbourne, meantime, they were struggling for a lot of the day against Geelong before a 6-goal-2 final term saw them victors by 12 points at Teac Oval. 14-15-99 the Borough to Geelong, 12-15-87. While, of course, our game, Ben, was that tight tussle between North Ballarat and Collingwood. North Ballarat, 17-5-107. Collingwood, 15-12-102. It was a wonderful game yesterday, wasn't it? Very open match.
Very good.
Good skills on display.
Both sides moved the ball quickly through the midfield, and up forward, Jacob Spalding for North Ballarat really had a day out yesterday, and Michael Wanke finding some form also with four goals.
Yeah, Corey Jones as well, a player who I suspect should be in the Kangaroos starting 22 at AFL level. He kicked three goals. A very good, very disciplined and tight display by Corey Jones in the forward pocket for the Roosters yesterday. But Collingwood, meantime, well, they found a new route to goal in Danny Stanley. Stanley has played almost as a utility at this level this season, but good to see him finish up with four goals and a good forward line display.
Yeah, when he does go up to AFL level, he has been put in defence. So it was surprising to see him bob up yesterday in the forward line, but to kick four goals, I mean, that'll give him a bit of confidence. And he's one of those players that's on the fringe and needs to be consistent every single week to even, you know, get a look in at AFL level. So he's just got to keep his form up. They did find a good player yesterday, Collingwood. We had a real good look at him yesterday. Chris Pendlebury, brother of Scotty Pendlebury, was really, really, really good through that middle.
Yeah, look out for a third Pendlebury brother too. Ryan Pendlebury currently coming through the under-18 system with Gippsland Power at present. Now it's three-quarter time in the curtain raiser here this afternoon between the Bull Ants and Frankston. And if I can try and reach around and see the scoreboard there, it says the Bull Ants 10-7-67, Frankston 9-7-61. So the Bull Ants by a goal at three-quarter time. Phil Pearce, good afternoon to you for the first time.
Yeah, good to be with you today, Chris and Ben and everyone else. And let's hope we were in for a bit of a good game compared to yesterday. It was really hot, and let's hope we can equally get a better one today.
That'll be a tough task, I reckon, straight up, but we certainly got our fingers crossed this afternoon. Frankston, of course, will come out this afternoon with so much to play for, with their season well and truly on the line. So I'm expecting to see a very physical and fired up Frankston side.
I'll speak to Shannon Grant in a few moments, but you know, just the expectation going in for Frankston going into 2009 after such a promising year last year. There would be a fair bit of pressure on the club. Everyone would have been pretty happy coming into the year and things were going well, but dropped a few early games, and they'll be looking to put their best foot forward this afternoon, Paul Kennedy in particular.
Yeah, particularly as they've had two games at home already and disappointingly faded away. They're going to look for a four-quarter performance this afternoon, the Dolphins. Anything less than that, and I suspect that the Bullants will well and truly run away with the 4 points.
A few changes by the looks of it, Chris, out there in the reserves from last week's side that lost to Casey.
Yeah, looking at this straight away, Benny, I can see two players who are out there today that were playing last week in the ones for Frankston. Luke Collins, number 7, and Kelvin Barnes, number 35. Both in the curtain raiser this morning. So certainly two changes we can spot up straight away.
Yeah, mate, definitely. And they've obviously felt the need to make the changes they have. While the Bullants, on the other hand, well, they had a really, really good win last week against Port Melbourne, who everyone thought Port Melbourne would go to an easy victory. But at home, Cramer Street, very, very strong, the Bullants. And no, they're looking the goods at the moment because they lost Scotland and Carrazzo coming up, and you just thought, oh, maybe a few senior players coming out of that lineup, they might struggle, but they held strong and played well.
Did very well last week. Not many, I don't think, were expecting them to get over the line against Port Melbourne. But Richard Hadley in particular coming back down, one player who ran the lines particularly well, Mitch Robinson another, and that run off half back in the wings was too much for a very static Burrough side, by all reports. Didn't see the game myself, but everyone who's seen it has said that the Burrough completely lacked run and also in many ways desperation. Were second to the football in too many cases last week. Well, we'll go down to ground level in just a second. Benny Taylor is going to search out Shannon Grant for the interview there as Benny races down now. Shannon Grant, we haven't actually had the privilege to interview yet on KC Radio in season 2009. Weren't able to speak to him last week at Frankston, but Phil, of course, you spoke to Mick Fogarty, his assistant.
Yes, yep. He certainly was good to chat with us during the game. And look, let's hope we do get Shannon Grant. It'll be a real privilege. And you can wish for a better day, Chris. It's absolutely ideal conditions. I wouldn't say it's summery. There's a few clouds around, but I don't think we're going to get any rain at this stage of the afternoon. And, well, there's no doubt Ben made a point about Frankston's season being on the line today. They really need to dig deep and really take up to the ball. And so, as I said, they don't. I think it's going to be a tough day at the office for Shannon Grant and his coaching staff.
Yeah, pleasant change from last week, Phil, when we saw conditions about as difficult as they can be for playing footy in last week. About a 6 or 7 goal howling gale coming off Port Phillip Bay favoured just one end of Frankston Park. And it meant that the game, certainly for three quarters, Phil, was very much concentrated in one half of the field. Skills struggled as a consequence, and it was very hard to get a real measure of the two sides.
And not only that, but it felt like an absolute dust storm out there, Chris, with that wind coming from the west. And I can bet you there'll be no excuses today for either side. They certainly won't be going through that same situation. So let's hope that both of these teams can really put their best foot forward. And when Ben made a point about the Bullants beating Port Melbourne, it certainly made a good form line, hasn't it?
It has indeed. There's one other game on in the VFL this afternoon. That game out at Chirnside Park between the Werribee Tigers and the Box Hill Hawks. Box Hill are undefeated in their two games, which has so far taken place at home this season. And Werribee Tigers, meantime, well, they were very disappointing against Williamstown in the win last week, going down by 66 points to the Seagulls. So they'll be looking to bounce back at home.
Well, what I was going to say, Chris, about Box Hill, they haven't won at Chirnside Park since 1991, and this is probably their best team I reckon they've put on the park today. And look, this is the opportunity to beat the Werribee Tigers at Bardicard Oval. On the other hand, Werribee were hoping to continue their miserable run at Chirnside Park.
Indeed, Phil, it's going to be a tough game for them this afternoon. Update in the reserves, it's 11-7-73 the Bullants, 10-8-68 Frankston, one goal apiece in the final term.
Well, while I interrupt you there, I might go and get the team list, and you and Jim can have a bit of a chat, and I'll get the team manager's list.
Good work, Phil. And three games in the AFL this afternoon as well. A game about to take place in Sydney at present at the SCG is the Sydney Swans against Richmond. Melbourne versus Geelong, they up against each other at 2:10 p.m. at the MCG. And later on this afternoon, the Western Bulldogs up against St Kilda at Etihad Stadium. So we'll have score updates on two of those games, the Sydney versus Richmond and Melbourne versus Geelong games. In the meantime, though, Benny Taylor's getting ready for us down at ground level, about to have a chat with Shannon Grant, the coach of the Frankston Dolphins.
Good on you, Chris, and down here with the coach of Frankston Football Club, Shannon Grant. Welcome to KC Radio for the first time in 2009.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Mate, look, there's been a few problems down at Frankston, obviously, in the first few games, zip and three. How are we going to rectify that start today here against the Bulldogs?
Oh, look, I've been pretty happy with the boys' intent. We just haven't been able to consistently put four quarters together yet, and it's been disappointing at different stages, but in terms of their training, their preparation, and the way they've remained positive, it's been really good. So I've got no doubt if they continue to stick to what we're trying to achieve, they'll turn it around very soon.
I know you weren't there last year, but a very promising year last year. One win away from a grand final. A little bit more added pressure maybe going in for the side, expectation?
I don't know about added pressure. I think there's always pressure in this caper. You know, whether you're a player or whether you're a coach, there's always that that pressure to perform, and you know, we've certainly got to start putting some runs on the board very soon.
Last week against Casey, just fading out in that final quarter, and made a few changes today. I can see running around the twos, there's a few guys that were in last week that aren't out there today. So, who have you brought in today, and how are you looking?
Oh, look, I'm just bringing the young kids that come in that have been playing well in the reserves, and you know, you got to reward players that are in form and guys that continue to put their hands up. So, look, we got a good batch of young kids, and you know, I think we've played five or six debutants already in the first 3 weeks. So, we'll continue to do that, and blokes that continue to perform and do everything that's asked of them, they'll certainly play.
You're coming up against the Bulldogs side that's in pretty good form. Big winners over Port Melbourne last week, and you know, where do you think the game will be won today if you guys are they're going to take the points?
Oh, look, I think they've got some very experienced guys through the middle of the ground. You know, they're on-ball division of Hampson, Hadley, Robinson, these type of guys. Yaron, they're quality AFL players. So, you know, if we can make sure we continue to put pressure on them, and if we use the ball a little bit better than what we have been lately, I'm sure we'll be in the mix.
Your forward line, a little bit of a different mix this year. Lombardosi, the main man this year, Justin Berry, was named at the halfback. Is that true?
Oh no, Justin Berry. He won't play halfback. He'll play forward. But you know, I think I'm not really too sure where they'll name, to tell you the truth. I think sides pretty much know what other sides are doing these days, and they know where players play. So I don't think people really look at that too much.
Your arrival at Frankston after a pretty illustrious AFL career with North Melbourne and of course Sydney Swans in your early days. Have you found stepping down a level, coming down to the VFL, and what do you make of the competition so far, 3 weeks in?
Look, I've really enjoyed it, and you know, the great thing about this competition, and for our guys, is they get to play against, you know, quality opposition and AFL listed players, and that's a challenge that they really do enjoy, and they love the ability to be able to push up and play on guys that are on AFL list, and they certainly enjoy the challenge each week.
Now, we spoke about it last year with Frankston, just the camaraderie with the fact that they are a standalone club, the fact that the side's not changing, like, with AFL players coming in and out of the side. Does that make it easier on the playing group, knowing that, you know, they train together, they play together, probably spend time together during the week away from training, makes it a bit easier?
Yeah, it does. And look, a lot of these guys are, you know, they're local peninsula boys. And the great thing about it is there's a real good local feel about the place. And, you know, they've got a really good spirit and confidence about them. So the great thing is, I mean, it's definitely a positive that we can have the group together all week and we can train and work on the areas that we need to. So we'll continue to do that. And I've got no doubt the boys will turn it around at some stage.
Captain Sean Pollard, is he playing today? He's named on the interchange bench, extended one.
No, Sean will play. He's a quality captain, a quality player, and a quality leader around the place, so he'll certainly play.
One guy that I really liked watching over the past few years is Paul Kennedy,
yes.
Terrific, prolific ball winner, and been a servant of the Frankston Football Club for quite some time now. He gives the guys a lot of confidence, and younger guys coming through.
Yeah, look, PK's a quality player. He's a very good midfielder in the competition, and, you know, he's been a little bit down in over the last couple of weeks, but we'll certainly be looking to him to step up and show the younger guys the way today.
We're having a look at the reserves here, mate. It's pretty tight going in the last quarter, 11-8 apiece, so pretty good spirited performance by the boys.
Yeah, look, they've been thereabouts the last couple of weeks, and as I said, we've got some really good 18, 19-year-olds coming through, and they continue to develop and get better with every week that goes by. So I think the way they've gone about it today certainly shows that again.
Now, did you see any VFL footy yesterday?
No, I didn't really. I was out watching one of my mates play local footy, so I did hear about it.
But, a bit of a brawl? Just your thoughts on it?
Oh, look, I actually didn't see it, so I really don't know what took place, but it's certainly not good for footy when you've got that many players involved in altercations like that, so I'm sure it will probably be looked at different stages throughout the week if it needs to be.
Now, I'm familiar with your brother. He's involved with footy as well at a junior level, I think. He was with Williamstown for a while, doing a bit of the running down there with the Williamstown Juniors and Altona and a few clubs. What's he up to now?
Yeah, well, he actually coached those two clubs through a couple of under-18s premierships, and he's actually coaching Maribyrnong Park at the moment, the 18s. So, yeah, it's a challenge that he's certainly enjoying at the moment as well.
Runs in the family, mate, all the footy prowess.
It does at the moment, mate. Don't know about the prowess, but, yeah, no, he's going really well. He's loving it.
Shannon Mudd, we thank you very much for joining us. We'll probably speak to you again sometime during the year, but good luck this afternoon, and hopefully you can bring up your first win.
Pleasure. No worries.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Grant there, joining us on KC Radio, and as he waves goodbye and says thanks a lot. Yeah, he's looking pretty forward. He's pretty upbeat about the way things are going, Chris. And look, I mean, perfect conditions, as you said, and you know, close one in the reserves. I think they're going to put a good showing on today. I'm not sure whether they're going to get the points, but you never know. You never know. We had beautiful conditions yesterday and another good day today, so... Yeah, that's the news from down here, mate.
Thanks for that. Ben Taylor down at ground level there with Shannon Grant, and good of Shannon to give up his time for us on what's no doubt a busy pre-match schedule for him. First time we've heard him in interview on KC Radio, and he sounded very positive. A side which has had some difficulties this season, 0-3 as we said, but good to hear that he's still very positive about his troops and the way they're going about their football. As he says, it's not so much an issue of effort for them, rather one of consistent application. KC Radio, 97.7 FM, VFL coverage continuing this afternoon. If I felt flat a little bit earlier, I don't know. I don't now. Thanks, Bryce Arshall, for putting on one of my favourites. One Summer, Daryl Braithwaite, the summer of 88, 89. Like to say it takes me back, but unfortunately I'm not really that old, so... Good to hear it, though. Good warm-up song for a Sunday afternoon, Phil. Phil was talking to me earlier too about... We'll get Phil on a bit later. He's doing the teams at the moment, but he was talking to me about famous grand final between these sides 25 years ago now, 1984, when the Northern Bullants defeated Frankston, or the then Preston Bullants, to win the VFA flag at the Junction Oval. Teams have come in. We'll get to them in just a second. Update on that score in the curtain raiser. It is Frankston currently 12 goals, 981 to the Northern Bullants. 11 goals, 8.74. That game probably has about 10 or so minutes to go. Now, having a look around, those score updates again from yesterday, the winners were Casey by 42, Williamstown by 48, Port Melbourne by 12, and North Ballarat by 5. A couple of upsets there, the biggest upset of which was probably the fact that Casey Scorpions got over the top of the Coburg Tigers. A game in which Ben Cousins... A lot of publicity about his return to football after 5 weeks out with a hamstring strain, and he was named as the second best on field for Coburg yesterday. But the other talking point will be a big fight which occurred at three-quarter time in that game. Jake King heavily involved in an incident with a couple of Casey Scorpions, which led to an all-in to-do, and it was the Scorpions who settled best in the final term. They kicked 6-2 to 4-1 to extend that margin at three-quarter time from 17 points... 242 points at the end of the game. Ben Taylor still looking for David Teague, the Bullants coach at the moment. I can tell you, we're discussing just off air, this is the first time the two sides have played since round one at 2008, which was David Teague's first game as coach, then player coach of the Bullants, and they won that one by 16 points. Let's go down to Ben and David now.
There's plenty of jobs on offer next year, mate. You never know. You might be in the box next year.
Yeah, I think I'll step into an assistant coaching role before anything. Obviously I want to go down that path, and it's an opportunity for me to develop as a coach, particularly just sitting in the bench, which is the way you'll do it at the higher level. So I've enjoyed it so far. I thought I'd miss it a little bit. I'll probably miss playing a little bit, but probably not. When I watch these boys, I don't miss it at this level. The speed the game's been played at in the first 3 weeks, the intensity, I think my body's appreciating not playing.
Do you have anything to do with the Carlton on match day? Obviously, they played yesterday, just going down unluckily by 4 points. Fevola, unlucky. He played his heart out yesterday and almost won the game for him.
Yeah, I sit on the bench yesterday. There's three development coaches and we rotate our role. One's in the box, one's in on the bench, and the other one sits with the boys in the stands or in the stats box. And I was on the bench yesterday and it was a great game. I had probably one of the better seats to watch the game from, and it was really good. I enjoyed the game. The boys tried really hard, and it was a bit of a shame that we didn't quite get over the line, because a lot of guys put their heart and soul into that one.
Well, the midfield of Carlton's has just gone off another level this year, and some of the guys are just starting to really hit their straps.
Yeah, when you've got a leader like Chris Judd, it's you don't have to look far for inspiration or a role model. And Bryce Gibbs, Mark Murphy, really really developing under his guidance, I think, and just having first-hand experience of seeing what he does close is probably invaluable to their future.
Getting back to the Bullions, mate, probably one of the biggest things going through the club this year is your experience down in defence. Probably one of the most settled back lines in the competition with Austin and Bandy and Saddington. They're holding up pretty well so far.
Yeah, Big Saddo hasn't played too much down back this year. Austin's been excellent. Joey Anderson and Jordan Bannister on the halfback flanks. You are right. We've had a pretty settled back line. Adam Hartlett's moved back there and has played two of his better games of the year out of the back half. So we've pushed Addington forward. So hopefully he'll kick us a couple of goals today.
Any of the younger guys that have come up from the reserve level and cracked it into the seniors? Someone like Spiteri or someone like that we don't know too much about?
Yeah, well, Spiteri's played all the games so far. He's just a very reliable, honest defender. Probably doesn't win a lot of the ball, but he always makes it tough on his opponent. We debuted a couple last week, and Sean Austin was the one that excited me. We played him out of the forward line. His hardness, his tackling, his pressure was really good, but then he also had the skills and awareness when he got the ball and used it really well. So I'm looking for a good year from him.
Well, David, mate, as I said, certainly no excuses this afternoon. Beautiful conditions, and hopefully the Bullions can go on their merry way, mate. Thanks for joining us again on KC Radio.
Not a problem at all.
Good on you, Teague. David Teague there, coaching the Northern Bullions, and very excited down here in pre-match. Looking forward to this one this afternoon. 97.7, our match of the day, of course, the Bullions and Frankston. Live from Visi Park, and Chris, I'll throw it back up to you, mate, and might be back down here in a minute.
Good on you, Benny. Good work down there with David Teague. Always willing to give up his time. He was very, very good with us on Friday, I can tell you, when had a bit of a mix in communication, and he got several calls about an interview this afternoon, but took it all in good humour. So David Teague, as I say, very willing with his time, and we thank him this afternoon, as we do with Shannon Grant in that earlier interview. Now, I mentioned that first game that David Teague had as coach last year. It was a 16-point loss against Frankston. Frankston winning that one, 14-13, 97 to 11-15, 81. They have not played since that game in round one, 2008. But since 2004, the rivalry is absolutely line ball. They've played each other seven times with three wins apiece and also a draw. Excuse me, back in 2005, 11-11, 77, the Bullants. Frankston 10-17, 77.